It's the Community Spotlight on KUAF. I'm Pete Hartman, alongside Lindsay Hutton, a doctor with the English faculty at Northwest Arkansas Community College. Dr. Lindsay, thanks for coming up.
Oh, thanks for having me.
First time on the Community Spotlight, I believe. First time we've spoken.
Long time listener.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah. We're going to be talking about the Spring Arts and Culture Festival coming up at Northwest Arkansas Community College. That's March 6th and 7th. First of all, how long have y'all hosted this?
So this is the third year that we've had the festival in this particular form. This is the biggest form that it has ever been in. We have the largest program this year that we have ever had.
I'm guessing visual arts, written arts?
Absolutely. Okay. All of it. And culture. It's... The festival mission is to promote the arts. It's also to show what kind of what is happening in the arts at NWAC, but also in our area, and how, you know, culture, you can't get away from it. If you're talking about the arts, you're also talking about culture.
And they kind of one and the same.
Right. So we've really had a cross-campus effort this year in a way that we haven't had before. We are having a keynote, which will be delivered by Dr. Colgill, and he's the CEO of Labor Voices.
Okay.
So I urge anyone to look him up online. We came to Colgill because he is an industry innovator, and one of the things we wanted to do was reach out to industry and broaden the conversation. That's part of our goal this year, and I think we've done that. He was a quantum physicist. He became an entrepreneur. He founded Labor Voices in 2010. He was a senior policy analyst with the U.S. Department of Energy, and before that, he was Transparency and Anti-Corruption Fellow with IndiaCorps.
Nice.
In the slum areas of Delhi, India. So, and just a huge range of experience and knowledge, and is working really creatively with technology. Mm. And we also were very drawn to his vision, creating opportunities for people. And we also have coming the Northwest Arkansas Poetry Team. I believe you've had Houston Hughes on your show.
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
So I'm really excited to hear what they have to perform. 21C, we've partnered with them. This is the first time we've done that this year. And Dayton Castleman, the manager there, who's also a local artist, he will be leading a panel on our campus. And we have worked with him to set up an artist talk at 21C, featuring Purdy Eaton, whose work is currently in the Labor and Materials exhibit at 21C. In addition to working with 21C, we're working with Crystal Bridges, and we have museum educator Raven Cook coming and giving what looks like a wonderful talk. So... lots of things to come and see.
Dr. Lindsay Hutton works in the English department at NWACC and is a co-chair of Northwest Arkansas Community College's upcoming Spring Arts and Culture Festival. Again, March 6th and 7th. If you'd like to know more, search that at nwacc.edu.